Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Junior?
Well, today the nephew has left us a limo bang job.
Oh.
Limo.
Okay. One of my
bang
favorites.
Job. Yes, this is going to be a good one here. Come on, Cat.
Good afternoon. How can I help you? I'm trying to get Cecil. Yeah, it's Cecil. Hey, Cecil, one of my boys gave me your number, man. I'm trying to get a car service for tonight.
Okay, listen, this is my personal number. Do you have the main number?
Man, I keep calling the main line, but ain't nobody answering. I done called that about 6-7 times. It keep rolling over to a voicemail or something.
Okay, brother, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Okay, listen, Tony, I got a customer in the back. Let me get them handled. Can you got a few moments? I'm at the drop off. Let me get the dough for them and all
you
that.
Want to call you back?
Hold the phone. All right?
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening. All right, Tony?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, now, you saying you called the main line and you just keep going to voicemail or something like that?
I keep calling the main line, but, you know, I know I'm calling at the last minute, dog. I'm trying to get a car for tonight, man.
Okay, what you need? Listen, we got the SUV, we got a sedan, a two, we got a couple limos, white or black. What you need?
If I could get a black limousine, it'd be cool.
Okay, we got that. What time? Where I'm picking you up? What time?
What it costs, you know, for an hour? Because all I need is an hour.
Well, where's it? $65 an hour, but we only do 3-hour minimum. The first 3 hours.
65.
Okay.
Well, all I need is an hour, man. Really, like 45 minutes. So, do you think they'll work with me?
Well, you can't get them, so you're dealing with me. I tell you what. I'll do you for $150, and I'll take care of you. But now, I want you to know, I'm going to let them know everything. So I got to have either credit card or receipt or something on the cash to let them know, because I'm not no crooked brother. I'm going to let them know everything that I'm doing. Will that work for you?
$150. I can give you $150 when you pick me up.
That's no problem then. Where am I picking you up and at what time?
All right, I'm at 98 Village Drive.
98
Village Drive.
Okay, 98 and where am I taking you, sir?
I'm going downtown on Capitol Street.
Downtown to Capitol Street. All right. And what time am I picking you up?
You could give me like at 11:45 tonight. That'd be good.
11:45. Okay. So that's 45 minutes. You have 2 an hour you're going to need. 11:45 to make it. 12:30. Okay, good there. Let me see. And downtown Capitol, what? You didn't give me an address.
I don't really know the address. I'm going to Bank.
Bank downtown, all right?
Right.
Can I ask you something, Tony, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get in your business. No, we don't ask questions usually, but a bank at night's going to be closed. I mean, you're not going to work because I got to take you back. So you're dropping off to something like that, right?
No. I ain't dropping nothing off. I'm picking something up. See, what I need you to do is this right here. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be in there probably like about 15 minutes. But when I come out, man, I need you to have the car running, and we need to get out of there.
Wait a minute. You asking me to run you down to a bank at midnight and you picking something up at midnight and I got to be ready to go when you come out.
Me and my boys, when we come out of there, when we get back in the back of the limo, I need you to put the pedal down, man, and let's get out of there.
Look here, young brother. Well, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look here, man, it sounds like you're in some kind of shady. I don't do that, brother. Hold up, man.
You a driver, dog. Your job is to drive. If you pick somebody up, first of all, you ain't supposed to be asking nobody where they going, what the doing. You're supposed to drive.
Okay, let me
so
stop you,
what
man.
I'm
let
telling
me,
you is, man, once we come out the bank, drive.
Let me stop you. That's why I'm driving. Instead of working somewhere else, driving, because I was ignorant like you at one time. Now, let me tell you something, brother. I don't know your business and really don't care at this point in time. I'm not doing no crazy like this here. Brother, let me tell you something, man. What you need to do is get your young into some type of training school or something to find yourself a job. You're going to go down there and them going to blow your brains out.
I ain't really trying to hear all this right here. What I'm trying to do is pay you this $150. You drive me where I'm trying to go, and you bring me back to our apartment.
Brother, listen, you can't get right now. Not even no advice. You need to listen to me. That's what's wrong with you young now. Y'all crazy. Get rich right all overnight type. Boy, you need to slow down because they got some. You feel me? They got
hey,
some.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Hold on. What you know? You don't know nothing. You don't know
I
me
don't
at
need
all.
To know you, brother.
Well, how you going to be preaching to me, dog?
Because I've been there, man. That's why I'm driving the limo. Because I've been there. Young brother, I'm trying to keep you from going there because you won't like it. Look at Tony, I don't know what to tell you at this point. First of all, I'm not doing it, so you can cut that out, okay? Now I'm thinking of you and all the other young brothers that do this dumb You watch too many of them movies or something. Brother, you need to get your straight because they got a place for you. Bro, let me tell you something. They read my mouth, I read it. Anything my mama told me, they didn't want me to know, they cut it out. Do you feel me? They looked at me every night when they wanted to. Fed me garbage that I had to eat or die. You ain't ready for that, man. You ain't ready for why the think he got your name. You brothers don't know what the going on out here. You got it too easy, see? Now you're talking about going down there robbing the bank. You ain't no bank robber. You don't sound like no thug or with a limo. The way you going, you ain't making nothing because they will blow your young away about their paper. You don't understand that. And you so ain't ready for no jail.
Can I say one more thing to you?
That yeah, what is it?
All I want to do is tell you this, that I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you are. If you around with them folks downtown, they're going to blow you well. They're going to give you 100 years under the jail.
Did you just hear what I just said, though?
What you said something about, well, my partner, you know, I...
No. I said I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy, another driver, Cordell, got me to prank phone call you.
Nephew Tommy. Oh, you mean Steve Harvey on the radio? No, man. Are you serious, man?
Hey, Cecil, your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you, man.
I'm going to get that. Man, you lit my fire, man. Don't you know that? I'm in my fight mode. Fighting power.
He said, be careful. He said, Big Cecil, he been down there. He done some time.
Yeah, been there.
All right, man. Calm down, baby. I got one more question to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
I won't say Nephew Tommy, but Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Me and your boy Cordell got you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him. If I ever meet you, brother, I owe you one, too.
All right, there you go, everybody. Limo Bank Job. Limo Bank Job.
We love that one. Good uh-huh. job, Junior.
It's one of your favorites.
Good job. Ew.
Yeah, man. He was trying to tell it.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to tell you, hey, man, this ain't what you want to do. This ain't what you want to do.
That ain't smart.
No.
This is not it ain't a smart good move. Move.
No. But even then, Nephew would want y'all to start doing praise and worship. That's enough about the prank. This is about him now. Come on.
Well, you got to sell your dates. You know. Oh, here I go. Let me do it. Hey, I'm going to be in Podunk, Okotok, Utah. On the 4th through the 5th, I'll be at Dummy Grin's Comedy Club.
Oh!
Dummy Grin's seats. So, gonna be sold out. 75 seats. Then after that, in March, I'm gonna be down at the Grin Palace down in Usain, Mississippi. Yes. Usain, Mississippi. I'll be down now. Yeah. And my last date, I'll be in Arrival, Tennessee. And I'll be there when I get there. Arrival, Tennessee.
I'll be there when I get there.
Come see the nephew.
Yeah. Act a fool, not your boy.
We be growling at the uncle.
That's all that's for him.
Yes.
All that's for him. Because we don't never know what the hell he's talking about.
Tommy going to get y'all when he sure will.
Yes. We better hear him get back. We're going to do him every day.
Why is that so much fun for you? That's so funny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.